Tantor Audio presents Highland Savage by Hannah Howell. Narrated by Angela Daw. Chapter 1. Scotland. Spring 1481. His robes itched. Lucas gritted his teeth against the urge to throw them off and vigorously scratch every inch of his body he could reach. He did not know how his cousin Matthew endured wearing the things day in and day out. Since the man had happily dedicated his life to the service of God, Lucas did not think Matthew deserved such an excruciating penance. A man willing to sacrifice so much for God ought to be able to do so in more comfortable garb.
"This may have been a bad idea, Echen,"
Lucas murmured to his mount as he paused on a small rise to stare down at the village of Dunlochan. His big brown gelding snorted and began to graze on the grass at his hooves.
"Well, there is nae turning back now. Nay, I am but suffering a moment of uncertainty, and it shames me. I have just ne'er been very skilled in subterfuge, aye. 'Tis a blunt man I am, and this shall require me to be subtle and sly. But 'tis nae a worry, for I have been practicing."
Lucas frowned at his horse and sternly told himself that the animal only sounded as if it had just snickered. On the other hand, if the animal could understand what he said, snickering would probably be an appropriate response. Yet he had no choice. He needed revenge. It was a hunger inside him that demanded feeding. It was not something he could ask his family to risk themselves for either, although they had been more than willing to do so. That willingness was one reason he had had to slip away under cover of night, telling no one where he was going, not even his twin. This was his fight and his alone.